It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Earlier this month, Miller High Life served up a limited edition cologne.
The Milwaukee-based beer company made a cologne that takes all the flavors and aromas of a local dive bar and bottles it up in a spritz.
It's appropriately named Dive Barfume, combining notes of cedarwood and patchouli to evoke a bar counter. A chapaca blossom is added to mimic the Miller Life beer.
To learn about perfume making in Wisconsin, we turn to Christy Moe, founder and president of Zodica Perfumery in Madison. Christy, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. It is amazing to be here after listening to you for so long.
Thank you. What are your thoughts, first, on the release of Miller's Dive Barfume?
I think that's an appropriate reaction. Laughter. I love it. It's so novel. It's fun. You know, perfume and cologne in general, like, it purely exists for our pleasure and for our entertainment. Why not have fun with it? They clearly know their customer. They know their likes and their dislikes. And this is something that I think for the ultimate fan, they will eat it up.
Well, I hope not. But does the scent, though, does its creation prove that while maybe one scent might be off-putting to one person, another person might think it's really wonderful?
This is true. I mean, scent is such a personal experience because it plays directly to your emotions and to your memories. So I feel like for their customer base who has some amazing memories in those type of settings, right? For them, it's going to be something that symbolizes an important part of their life and something that they want to express about themselves.
And the cologne really sets a scene. I mean, it draws on both smells and tastes that you would find in a bar. Sea salt, for instance, is supposed to resemble the basket of fries at the end of the night. Is it possible to capture all of these types of attributes in a spritz?
I think yes, because at the core, scent is very directly connected to our emotion brain and our memory brain. So if you think about aromatherapy and the properties behind that, there's literal scent notes that can evoke a feeling of calm or peace or excitement, alertness, focus. And so I think for the right nose or perfumer, when they are coming up with that formulation, yes, I think that they can execute something that really triggers like a memory or nostalgia.
And for an industry insider, this is described as a unisex scent. Is it difficult to create scents that are made to be worn by all people?
Unisex is kind of a controversial area because I think that generally when we say unisex, I think the average person would recognize that as being maybe more generally clean scents that have a lot of citrus notes in it that could appeal very easily to everyone.
I understand you haven't had a chance to sample Dive Barfume yet, but when you look at what's behind this barfume, is it bold or a traditional choice? What is your instinct?
I would assume that it would be more traditional from the scent notes that I was reading. I think that at the end of the day, it's a product. They want to be able to sell the product. And so they are trying to sell a product to the masses. So it can't be too off the map as far as like pushing boundaries. So I think it's probably going to be more of a traditional scent that a lot of people are going to like.
We are talking about the perfume industry in Wisconsin with recent news that Miller Brewing Company has made a cologne called Dive Barfume. And our guest is Christy Moe, founder of a perfumery in Madison. Christy, let's turn to your scent called Ode Wisconsin that you created in 2020. How do perfume makers go about capturing the scent of a place or even an idea?
Well, I can speak to me personally. So for me personally, I tried to capture the scent of Wisconsin through a very metaphysical, esoteric process that involved looking at the birth date, essentially, of Wisconsin when it was founded, and using that birth date and then taking that into a sky map and seeing where all the planets were at the day that Wisconsin was founded as a state and accepted into the Union, and then using that as an inspiration point. So then seeing what were the most important aspects of that unique point in time, and then using our zodiac fragrances to create a layered perfume that had some substance and meaning to it that was very specific to Wisconsin's history. For other perfumers that are trying to create a scent based on a location, they can be inspired potentially by whatever is in that environment. So for Dive Barfume, I believe that they had looked at the countertops, for example, as a point of inspiration.
And bar stools.
Yeah. So for another location, they might be looking at what are the plants and fruits that are in season during a point of time that most people travel there and enjoy there and create memories during that time of year, and creating a scent based on that time frame. So it depends on whatever they're most inspired by.
Well, without further ado, what went into Wisconsin's scent? Can you describe it for us?
Yes. I mean, I had a customer actually that explained her experience with Eau de Wisconsin. It was like blue sky that was just hugging you. So I wasn't trying to make Wisconsin smell like a particular scent, actually. And I promise you, it doesn't smell like cheese or beer.
Or Packers, I don't know.
Or brats. But it does kind of give you this nostalgic feeling of what Wisconsin is, because it has this green kind of aspect to it and some citrus notes that are reminiscent of when we love Wisconsin the most, which is usually around that June timeframe. So it's capturing that beautiful time of year. It's capturing the woodiness of walking through a forest. And it's just kind of intoxicating. But yeah, it's meant to kind of feel like home, actually.
Aww.
And it does for a lot of people.
You've been around scents for so long. What is your most interesting scent profile that you've ever come across in your work?
That's a good question. Interesting scent profile. You know, trying to capture for me, like, the most interesting scent profiles is certain things that happen in nature, like petrichor, like the different scent of, like, when it rains. Like, being able, we love that smell, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And being able to capture that in a scent profile so that we can recreate it and enjoy it and have it in a bottle sitting on our dresser and be able to smell that at any time. I'm really big on aromatherapy and creating scent profiles that are triggering emotions in a very positive way, whether that's, you know, making us feel happy or relaxed or excited or, you know, sensual for our partner. All of those good emotions is what I really get excited about. And I, because that's the most impact that I can have personally in my line of work. And I feel like what I am here on this earth to create, you know, positive change with and creating memories from those emotions. So the fact that you can smell, you can spray a scent on your skin and improve your day, like, that's fascinating to me.
In your line of work, Wisconsin and the Midwest may not be known as a perfume capital or among perfume makers. Are there makers in our state, though, or region whose work you're excited about?
I mean, it's very hard to make a good perfume. So there's not a lot of indie perfumers out there. And when you do come across a perfumer, there is a concentration of perfumers that are, say, like, on the East Coast or even on the West Coast. And the reason why is because the oil manufacturers are there. So it's easier to be close to those resources. So it is very rare to find perfumers outside of those locations.
I'm wondering, since you have a manufacturing facility in Madison, do you ever come across shortage issues of a particular ingredient, and how do you get through those logistical issues?
Yes, it happens more often than people, I think, realize. And for us, we've been very fortunate with planning. I think trying to do any type of projection is really just taking, you know, taking a dart and throwing it at a board and trying to hit a target. So it's really difficult for planning of what you're going to need. And since 2020 and with COVID happening, I learned a very important lesson with that and making sure that I have a good supply chain and have partners that I can lean on and utilize and have backup options if I need to go to that. But we got stuck a little bit in 2020 with shortages on things, but there's certain things that you just can't predict. Like if there's a drought somewhere, that's obviously going to impact a certain type of ingredient, or if there's a flood, like there's certain things that just are going to impact perfumery in a way that maybe people don't necessarily realize. But I try to plan out in advance about a year.
Hmm. Yeah. If someone comes to you and says, Christy, I don't do scents, I don't like to have scents on anything, can you persuade them?
Absolutely, because I was that person. I was a person that wanted to avoid scent at all costs because I'm so sensitive to it and it would trigger headaches most of the time. I can't do candles most of the time. If I am in a relationship with someone, I'm choosing their shampoo and their conditioner and their soap. And anything that triggers a headache for me goes into the trash can, unfortunately. But I am that person that was very sensitive. But the thing is that scent is such part of our human experience. Like the more you learn about that and how impactful and positive it can be to your daily life and how it's really connected to your memory brain, it's connected to your emotion brain, you can utilize it as a superpower. So when you are able to have a repertoire of scent that doesn't trigger for you, that you can actually enjoy, it's life-changing because you can suddenly be applying the scent on your body and conjure up these memories from, you know, decades ago, memories of loved ones that may no longer be with us, right?
Like a mom.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure. Or capturing a memory for future recall, capturing your wedding day, for example, capturing, the time that you found out that you were pregnant or the birth of your child. So utilizing scent as a superpower and as you know, part of your human experience is very important.
How about we try some scents?
Yes.
Yeah. So what should we do first here?
Well, should we review Sagittarius?
Let's go for Sagittarius.
Season right now.
And so here on the display, you have all of the zodiac symbols in kind of going around all the constellations. All right, let me take a smell here. Now, I do smell the fruitiness coming through. Strawberry, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Good nose.
Yes. So the fruit hits me at first. And then the scent might start to settle?
Yes. So in perfumery, there's something called top, middle, and bottom notes. Mm-hmm. What you're smelling initially are those top notes. They're top notes because they're the most volatile. They're the lightest weight oils. So they literally will evaporate faster. Mm-hmm. And so they hit your nose first. And then as it dries down, you'll experience the other notes that are in the formula.
Cinnamon, and then the vanilla, and those coming in a little bit later in the fragrance. Oh. And so as you go through the course of your day, you might find that it changes as the day wears on.
Yes, absolutely. Oh. So our perfumes have anywhere from 50 to 100 oils, and that's pretty standard for most perfume formulations, unless you're doing like a very simple essential oil blend. So the idea here is with a fine fragrance, you do want it to change over time because that is showing that the way it was constructed has all these oils in it and it's giving you that experience throughout the day. And then also like as you apply that perfume or cologne on your skin, it's going to interact with your own chemistry and really personalize it.
And so for Sagittarius, what characteristics, went into this formulation?
It's interesting because it's not what I think a Sagittarius should smell like or should like. It's all based on 3 years of blind scent studies that I did with women all across the U.S. And what I found is that there's patterns that were happening. So Sagittarius women women were consistently choosing the same or similar scent notes over other ones. And what they liked was different than, say, like what a Leo or what a Virgo would like. So I literally based the formula on the Sagittarius women's scent preferences.
Huh. You crowdsourced it.
I crowdsourced it. Exactly.
Christy, this has been so much fun. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me be here today.
Christy Moe is founder and president of Zotica Perfumery, and she talked with us about Miller High Life's new Barfume cologne and the business of perfume making in Wisconsin.